Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports stuck up for one of his co-workers, Brianna Chicken Fry, who was treated really poorly, so she says, by Zach Bryan, and put together a revenge song for her called Country Diddy.
Country Diddy, steal another story, write another country ditty. All these NDAs, you sound like a country ditty. No, I bring the thunder straight to Oklahoma City.
But a cop really thought that he could shut me up. Someone tell you cheap lawyers, I don't give a fuck. Just can sit it out, cause we only need me. Only one man, but you're getting DP. Offer free, 13 mil.
All right, so it made us realize, man, it's time to bring back Songs of Revenge, Kristen.
And we started digging to give you guys inspo because hard to believe we did this 12 years ago was when it was born on the Burt Show, because we had a Burt Show listener hit us up with the song, a diss track about her boyfriend. At that time, we were calling him Songs of Revenge, and I was inspired, and apparently I wrote one, which I completely forgot about, because producer Katie and Tommy were like, you know, you have one. And I'm like, no, I don't. And they're like, oh, but you do. And this was mine about my dating antichrist.
When I stopped on by, you'd be looking to make me cry. You had to go cheat, found a freaking girl's necklace in your sheet. Yeah, this is how you roll, your big old ego out of control. It's a house with a big ass lie. Had a baby, kept on the slide, yeah. Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? You screwed up. Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? Boy, what were you thinking? You screwed up. When I crawled through the door, this is what I see. Another girl's crap and it's staring at me. I got hatred in my heart and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. You're bushy and I know it.
So that's what a song of revenge sounds like. If there is somebody in your life that has done you wrong, could be a boss, could be a coworker, could be a family member, you want to produce a song of revenge, go ahead and send it to us at theburtshow.com. You might already have one of these.
Yeah, we have a mom who sent one about her kids.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything.
So we're gonna play that for you tomorrow.
All right, so if you have one, we'd love to play it for you on The Burt Show. So theburtshow.com for your revenge song. All right, tell us about this dating app change that you made that has changed the algorithm for you.
I know, I've made one small change to it, and it has completely flipped the kind of guy that is liking me, and honestly, it's a little concerning. I don't know what it says about me. So I'm a very objective person. I like to approach a lot of areas in my life as if I was looking at it from 30,000 feet up. I try not to get too emotional about things. So I'm like, you know what? This dating thing, not going well. So let me take a look at my app and see if my profile looks like it's something that a man would like. Because sometimes I think from both sides, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever you're looking for, sometimes you don't know how to market yourself for what you're looking for. So I looked at my profile and I was kind of like, hey, how do I feel about that photo? Okay, I think that's a good one. It shows the body, shows that I work out. Okay, that one's fine. How do I feel about that prompt? Okay, funny, but it still shows who I am. I like that. Okay, that's a good selfie. So I'm looking at my profile that's going out to all these guys and I'm like, I'm perfect. These people are the problem. So then I decide to change my algorithm in terms of what's going to be shown to me in my feed. And I'm like, you know what?
Your preferences?
My preferences. Okay. And so the only thing that I have is the things that you have to have. So like a location, and then I have it set to the farthest radius so I can find people 150 miles outside of Atlanta. And then I was like, what else can I
do? Do you really have it 150 miles outside of you?
Yeah, girl, mom is desperate. She's, yeah. I flew to London for a man who gave me a forehead kiss once. You think I won't drive to Chattanooga? listen.
Noted.
So I have the mileage set pretty far. And then I'm like, what else can I adjust to see who else is out there for me? And the only thing I could really change was my age range. And right now before I had it set about 5 years from 26 to 31. To me, I think a 5 year age range is that sweet spot. 1 year younger, 4 years older. For me, that is my prime dating area. But I'm like, what if I just got a little spicy with it and went a little bit younger?
Younger?
I thought it was going to go the other way.
No, please. Like, Riley Green shows up at my door at the age of 36, and I'm like, hi. So I'm like, let me go a little bit younger. So I started off small, and I was like, okay, let's try 25. And then I was getting some more likes, and I was like, okay, let me try 24. And then one night after a couple of glasses of wine,
oh no,
I changed it to 22.
Okay. I thought you were taking somebody to their prom.
Not trying to catch a case here.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, my likes started blowing up. In the last 2 weeks, I have probably gotten liked by no less than 30, 22-year-olds. I don't know what it is about this age range.
Yeah, I could tell you.
But won't take long either.
They're just really looking for a quality woman.
Yeah, that's it. Because here's the thing. On Hinge, you can say what you're looking for. And obviously, I'm going to check to see whether they're looking for like a hookup or a long-term thing.
Because you believe them?
Listen, this is a mistake women have been making for decades. We believe what men tell us. Yeah. And so silly me for if you tell me you're looking for a long-term relationship, why am I in the wrong for believing you?
Because long-term at 22 years old means 6 months, okay? And that's long. So what you have sacrificed here, so yeah, you've got a bigger pond to fish in, but all of them have salmonella.
But here's the thing. They have all tried to go, like,
they
set up
that one wonky eye, that one small fin,
right,
just swimming in circles.
Sure. Yeah, they're this
swimming upside down. They look like the fish tank in the back.
Oh, you just opened it up to a bunch of fair fish.
I realize there are plenty of fish in the sea now, but these fish is rancid because they are asking for my Snapchat, but they are trying to ask me out on dinner dates. Like, I've had, like, several men ask me out on these long dates, and I'm like, no, dude, like, let's just call, let's see if we don't like each other, and then let's move on with our lives. I don't like where this went.
Hey, I'm very optimistic for you. I'm sure you'll go out on more dates.
Screw you.
Okay. That's the one thing that's not gonna happen to you.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.